Beth from Boston, okay.
No, I feel like this book was probably the prototype for To Kill a Mockingbird, and I feel like To Kill a Mockingbird has become such an emblematic story to all of us about good and evil and who Atticus Finch was. And then to take this book that was probably like a rough draft and bring it out, it's going to be so disillusioning. And I also feel, and I've never met Harper Lee, but I have a feeling that she's probably getting older and is probably not quite as mentally capable as she was, and that whoever is publishing this book is really taking advantage of the fact that she can't say no.
Why didn't she, it makes you wonder, why did she wait all these years and sit on it if she really wanted it to be published?
Exactly. She's such a private person. This is not what she would want.
So, you know, talk to my sister.
Oh, yeah. And what's your name?
Irma.
Irma from?
Here, Washington.
From D.C.?
Yes.
Nice.
It's almost like rewriting history. My daughter, who's in her early 30s, and my son, who's in his late 20s, they said, you know, Atticus Finch, he is an iconic person, and now we're going to find out he's not.
Yeah.
You know, what happened here? You know, was it all a facade? I mean, they're really disappointed in it, and they both told me they don't want to read it. And
your kids said this?
Yes. Wow. That's from two generations, and I don't want to read it.
Wow.
I'm an avid reader, and I'm always looking for something to read. So at some point after everybody reads it, maybe I'll pick it up, but I think it's going to be a long time.
Right.
I feel that way, too. I probably will read it, but I'm not.
Just to see what the fuss is
I'm
about.
Not running right out to get it.
Right exactly. When did you get both discover it? I mean, for most of us, it was probably high school reading.
Yeah. Maybe? To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Sure, when it came out, because it came out in, I think,
1960.
The movie was 1961.
Two.
Yep. When was the novel published?
60.
Yeah. So we grew up with it.
I saw the movie before I read the novel. Mm-hmm. I read the novel afterwards.
Was it impossible to read it and not think of Gregory Peck in your mind?
No, probably, yeah. But, you know, it was so long ago. I mean, I have to say I haven't read the book in years.
Yeah.
But it is, as my sister said, it's iconic. You know, you think of Gregory Peck, you think of To Kill a Mockingbird. And you think of Scout, and I don't remember her brother's name, but...
Jem,
thank you. And it's all that stuff sticks in your head, and it's really like breaking a wonderful memory.
Right.
And I don't want to do it.
I actually, if I'm going to read it, I think I'm going to read To Kill a Mockingbird first, after all these years, and then pick it up.
That's probably what I would do, too.
It's probably the way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was fun.